Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we're from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Once more, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, the recent weather here in West Michigan has prompted many to head out to the lakeshore to find relief from the heat. West Michigan is home to many beautiful beaches from South Haven all the way up to Grand Haven. We found this article from Healthline with tips on keeping you and your loved ones safe while enjoying the sand and water. And this Saturday, it's supposed to be yet another beautiful day for being out on the beach. It's supposed to be in the mid-80s, a little bit humid, I believe. But it's going to be a great day to get out there and enjoy that sand, water, and sunshine. So, again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a section for Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to our blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this blog post next week or later on, or this podcast later on, easy enough, just do the same. In the upper right of our blog, you'll see Search Archive. Just type in Beach Safety Tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post for this particular podcast with a link to the Healthline article. Now, the first tip that I have for you is pay attention to the flags. Most beaches have a flag warning system in place to let beachgoers know the condition of the water. Now, I'll just read off some of the flags here. You can go to the article and check out the information. It says here, double red flag, water closed, no public swimming. Apparently, it means it's too dangerous to go out there. Red flag, high hazard of surf and or currents, meaning that it's not super bad, but you need to know what you're doing if you're going to be in the water. Yellow flag, medium hazard or moderate surfer conditions. Again, you need to be careful. This one we don't get in the Great Lakes, and that's a purple flag. Dangerous marine life such as jellyfish, stingrays, or dangerous fish. That's what you're going to find when you visit an ocean, obviously. Green flag, low hazard, calm conditions. Now, I believe that most of our beaches do have this black and white checkered flags set up along the beach, usually as a pair to indicate separate sections to help keep swimmers and surfers safely apart in the water. I believe that some of our beaches do have that. They have sections for regular swimmers and kids that want to go out and play in the water, and then they have another sectioned off for the more advanced swimmers that, you know, want to do paddleboarding or they want to do some surfing. Yes, we do some surfing here in West Michigan, but the conditions have to be right, and obviously we got to have the waves in order to do that. We do have surfing in West Michigan, believe it or not. But again, you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today with a link to the article from Healthline so you can, again, read over all those different flags. The next tip I have for you is be a confident swimmer. Swimming in an open body of water is vastly different than your pool at home or at the rec center. Usually your pool at home, the rec center pool, doesn't have much of a current at all. If they do, it's really minor with the circulation jets, circulating and filtering out the water and then spitting it back out. The most current that we do is I don't know if you do it at your pool at your house, but we like to, we've got a pretty good size above ground pool. We like to do a whirlpool. That's where everybody walks or runs around the pool in one direction until we get a current going, and then you hop on your inflatable and just ride that current all the way around. It's like a lazy river kind of thing, just having fun. Or we like to try to go against the current to see who can make it around the pool the fastest against the current. So it's just a fun thing that we like to do in our outdoor pool. But again, your pool at home, the pool at the rec center, is no match for open water. So make sure that you are a confident swimmer. Pay attention to those flags. If it's a green flag, that means basically anybody can go in the water. But then once you get in those higher flags, you really got to know what you're doing, and you really got to be confident that you can swim. They also recommend here that you avoid diving from cliffs, bridges, or piers. You may encounter rocks or other debris, or find the water depth shallower than you expect that can cause serious injury. I know there are like areas all across the country where people do cliff diving and stuff like that, but there are some areas where the open window for jumping from that high of a space is very narrow. It may be a 4 or 5 feet square, and you've got to hit it right there where it's deep enough. Otherwise, you could definitely break your legs or crack your head open, essentially. So they highly recommend that you don't dive from cliffs, bridges, or piers if you're going to be out at the beach, whether it be a lake or at the ocean. The third tip that I want to share with you is watch that rip current. The ocean and most larger lakes do experience rip currents, also called an undertow, which can be very powerful and leads to drownings every year. There are suggestions here, according to the article, to see if there is a rip current where you're at. If the waves aren't breaking and you see foam on the beach, it's most likely that a rip current is happening. Now, if you do get caught in one, they say don't try to swim straight towards the shore because you're going to be swimming against that rip current. They recommend that you swim parallel to the beach until you get a feeling of a weaker current, something that you can break through easily. It may carry you down the beach a ways, and you have to walk back. Well, it's a lot better to walk back and be alive than try to swim against the rip current and get tired and possibly drown. So definitely when you're caught in a rip current, it's best to swim parallel to the shore, again, until the rip current feels weaker where you can swim straight to the shore. Now, the last tip I want to share with you, because I want you to read the full article, and again, you could go to MVPinsurer.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog for this podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, say next week, and this blog is something different, easy enough, just go up to the upper right-hand side of the blog and type in Beach Safety Tips 2021, and it'll bring up this article, or bring up this blog post with the article from Healthline. The last one is be visible if drowning. If you find yourself drowning or about to drown, call out for help and wave your arms above the water. Make yourself as visible and loud as possible so that people see you and hear you. And then it also says that if you're able to float on your back or tread water on your back, that will kind of help you, stay afloat. So lay on your back if you can, and tread water, and try to make it to shore. But obviously the number one thing is you're going to want to, make as much noise and wave your arms so that people can see you. Very, very important. Again, like I said, people drown every year in open water and in swimming pools in general. So definitely do what you can to keep you and your loved ones safe when you're in the water. Now, I want you to check out the full article from Healthline for more tips on making your beach outing safer and more enjoyable. And, of course, you can go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog. If you're listening later on, I'm going to repeat it once again, upper right of the blog, you'll see search archives and type in Beach Safety Tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post with the link to the article from Healthline that has many, many, many more tips on beach safety, whether you're at a lake or on the ocean. So, again, we are from Elm Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. Email address is mvpinsureinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week. And if you go out to the beach, just be safe and enjoy yourself. Until next time. Take care.